Hey guys, welcome back to Not Bound. Oh my goodness, this heat. Let me tell you guys what I'm doing, living in the RV, gardening and chickens with all of this heat. So here we are going into mid-June and it is hot, like seriously hot. I think this week it's been well over, I think like the heat index, and the heat index is basically like the heat plus the humidity, which gives of how it feels. So the humidity has been like over 100. It's been well into the 90s. And I think the heat index has been like well over 100, 110, something like that. It's been really, really hot. So battling heat is different when you have a homestead and whenever you live in an RV. So one, I think that we all need to acclimate ourselves to heat, because you know you can get heated so quickly. Before we had refrigeration or air conditioners, you know, our family members, grandparents, even my parents, you know, they were very used to heat, and so they kind of understood how to keep themselves cool. And I think houses were also built differently to handle that a little bit better. So I think we definitely need to like work on making sure that we are getting used to heat. That way, if something bad happens, your body is not being put into like straight shock, right? So what we have been doing with our RV is sweating a lot. So living in an RV, it just seems like if it's cold outside, it's colder in the RV. If it's hot outside, it's hotter in the RV. It just seems like, I mean, it's just basically a metal, you know, this just isn't well with any type of weather, it seems like. And we have a really nice RV, so it's not like it's, you know, a travel trailer that's kind of on the cheap side that maybe just doesn't offer that. I mean, we have two AC units in the ceiling, so we've been keeping our curtains down. So that's an important thing, is to keep all the curtains down. And it kind of stinks because it's like dark, really dark in the RV, and so you're like, oh, you know, I want the light. At least I do. I would like to see the light. And we have not been cooking in the RV, and obviously not going in and out, keeping the AC running. We also have like some like wound care ice packs. They're like a gel, and for my daughter particularly, we'll, you know, put that on her whenever she seems to get overheated. Now I will say that when she was younger, she did get like heat, I don't want to say it was heat stroke, but she did get extremely hot, and ever since then she has not been able to deal with heat very well. So, you know, just keep all of that in mind as well. You don't want to get to the point where you're passing out, getting sick, throwing up, and, you know, needing hospitalization. So we kind of keep those around. We also have like these cool cloths, and I'll link that link below, and they seem to work pretty well. I really was kind of like a skeptic, like, do these work? But they seem to work okay. It does cool down. I use them a lot for when I'm outside gardening and when I'm cleaning out the chicken coop. So another thing we're doing is obviously not going outside. So we are staying in the RV or going somewhere whenever it gets super hot during the daytime. So we've been getting up like at 5 a.m. dealing with chickens and the pig and gardening stuff. And then when it starts getting around, you know, 10 or 11, then we're not going out again until the evening time. So I think I was working on the garden about 7 o'clock. So you just have to, you know, time that with the light and the heat and what you can do, basically. One thing you can do, like what we have been doing, is going over to friends' houses, going shopping, just going other places where it's a little bit cooler. So if you're off grid and you have no electricity and you have no AC, those are also some things you could also be doing. Also shade. Like we have no shade under our RV. If we had shade, that would be so much better. I keep telling my husband we probably should get something like a pavilion or something to go over the RV, and maybe a skirt. I think that would help a lot with the elements, but right now we don't have that, unfortunately, because I think that would help quite a bit. So when it comes to gardening, I kind of already mentioned this, you have to basically get outside in the morning and in the evening to water your garden. And you do need to, like, you know, definitely be watering the plants because they're definitely thirsty. Now, if you have container plants, you're going to water them a lot more because it just seems like water just evaporates really, really quickly. The plants that are in the ground, I have found that they're doing really, really well. I haven't watered, I think, for 3 or 4 days, and they're doing fine. They're doing really, really good. And I think that goes to making sure your soil is correct and, you know, making sure you have drainage, but it's also able to, like, hold water so you can get hay if needed to mulch around your plants, and that would hold on some of that water retention as well. So when it comes to chickens, now chickens and heat do not mix. We've actually lost a chick, unfortunately, to heat. So the bigger chickens could handle themselves better than the little chickens. So we have multiple stages of chicks, and we do have them outside. I ended up putting them all outside in the coop, like in the chicken coop run, which is outside, because I felt like if I was going to leave them in cages, I just didn't think that was going to make a good mix. I think they would just get overcrowded, overheated really, really quickly. So what I've done is I've opened up these cages, and now what we've used is basically dog runs or like dog kennels. For the raising chicks in while we live in the RV. And it's been really nice because I have taken the black part that goes underneath the dog kennel. I've put that on top. And then I've added a couple layers of tarp. So I think it's like one extremely large tarp, and I've folded it like 3 or 4 times. And then I have put wood or, you know, different things to hold it down. And I will say that that has helped a lot, but they have the ability to walk in and out. They're not stuck in there. And then they're inside the chicken run, which is all, it has the fence, and then we've been shutting the gate. So technically they can get out, but they've been staying inside. They have not left, and that's probably because they feel safe there. And then we have also offered them lots of water. Not only just water, what I have done is I have taken a really big, actually, okay, we reuse a lot of things around here. At least I do. I try to find multiple purposes. And so if you watched the video of how I was raising chicks when it was a little cold and I had them in a small animal, like a gerbil cage, that bottom part basically comes off from the top. So I took the bottom part and I cleaned it out really well, and I have filled it with water. I've added ice to it. I added mint and some frozen treats. So in the beginning, they were not having it. They did not want to go to the water. So what I did is I took mealworms and I sprinkled it on top. And so then they were going and they were eating the mint and the mealworms and drinking the cold water. I also was putting their feet inside the water. So this was cooling them off. A lot of times chickens will just stand in that water, and that helps bring their temperature down. And mint is cooling. So this is something that you can do as well. Make some mint tea. And just, you can have it for yourself. You can have it for your animals or chickens, and it will help bring your temperature down. It helps cool you down. So I added lots of mint to it, and you can also get ice, basically make like an ice treat. You can freeze mealworms and other goodies inside there, and they'll peck at it. This would be definitely better for the older chickens. The younger chicks may not, you know, do it as well. I found that my younger chicks are just not interested in pecking hard things yet. So they'll get there though. And having lots and lots of different watering places to drink from. And one of those, I actually add electrolytes to. I make an electrolyte drink for them. And this helps make sure that they're staying hydrated. And then we're adding lots of shade. So I just take tarps because I can go down to a local hardware store, and basically they're cheap. I mean, they're not the best, most durable tarps out there, but I can get 2 or 3 tarps for a fraction of the cost. I'm like $3. versus going to a big box store and that same tarp, same quality would be like $15. So, and you could do, there's canvas tarps, there's all kinds of different things. Like, you just figure out the shade, just ways to add shade, and that will help cool them down. So they have free range. They get out, you know, they just go and they find where they're comfortable at, and they're spread out. And then the big chicks have been going in the woods. They tend to spend a lot of time in the woods. And that's where they usually will cool down. And there's like a stream they can go into, and we have just water everywhere. Like, it probably looks probably like trashy, but I'm allowing my chickens to have lots of opportunities to drink. Same with the pig. She has been in mud, obviously cooling down and staying in the shade of trees and under the RV. So those are just some things that has been going on this week inside the RV and homesteading in the RV. Unfortunately, my daughter's not been well, and we've spent a lot of time at doctors and ER visits. So I got behind a little bit because life happens, and that's okay. So if you're new to this gardening adventure or this homesteading adventure, just know that there's going to be hiccups. Life is going to happen. Like, this week we lost a chick. It was so sad. I'm really sad about it. But you know what? Things keep moving on. And my husband is a very firm believer, says, well, that chick must have been weak. And we, you know, the ones that are surviving are going to be the strongest ones. So I try to look at it that way. But it's still sad. So we just have to just keep moving on. So you're going to have hiccups. You know, they're homesteading. There's lots of bumpy roads. Don't let it get you down. Just figure it out. Okay, what could I have done different? Learn from it. Maybe you could have done anything different. Maybe that's just the way things are going to be. And, you know, you just have to accept it and just know that you can keep trying. Your plants may die. Guess what? Had lots of plants die. I've had lots of plants not grow because of the heat. I put in my greenhouse a bunch of plants and they all died because it was just too hot. So just roll with it. You know, I think that as long as you're trying and you're learning and you're figuring things out, you're asking questions, you're going to be great. You're going to be fine. Maybe this year won't be your year, but maybe next year, because you're going to have all this different information and knowledge. So anyways, guys, I'm going to say goodnight. And I hope you guys stay cool this week. And I'm going to try to do some more videos. I have composting coming up. I have all kinds of videos. So be sure that you go onto YouTube and like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And subscribe to my podcast right here on whatever you're listening to this. Like it and get the notifications. And be sure to give me some comments. I greatly appreciate if you guys have questions, because I would love to answer those. Have a great night, and I'll see you. I won't see you guys. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.